Financial House in Order with Daryl and the Bull on the Dominion Radio Network. Putting your financial house in order, in order, in
order. And we are back. We're putting your financial house in order today, and thank you so much for having us on. We certainly do appreciate it. Now, Daryl, we'd like to bring in a very special guest.
Yes.
We've been talking about making money. We've been giving tax tips. Now let's talk about saving money a little bit. His name is Russell Hannon, and he calls himself the ultra-economical travel expert. You may have read his book called Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. Maybe you've seen him on TV. He's been on NBC, CBS, and Fox News. Russell Hannon, welcome to the program.
Hello. Good day. Great to be here with you.
Right out of the gate, Russell, how did you get going in all this stuff?
Well, you know what? My story's probably different than you'd expect. Going back maybe 10 years ago, I felt I couldn't afford to travel much and thought I had to settle for just taking one big trip a year.
Mm-hmm.
I would spend months saving up for that trip and often go back and spend a few more months having to pay off the balance. And, you know, I thought travel was inherently expensive, that it had to be. And, you know, ironically, at the same time, my day job was to find ways to get better results in less time using less money. So I worked in lean management and I said, there's got to be a way I can apply this toward travel, to travel more and spend less. So fast forward to today, lean principles are really the foundation of what I call ultra-economical travel.
Now, Russ, you say that people can travel five times more on the same budget. How's that possible?
Yeah, well, that's right, because travel is actually an industry that charges, on average, five times the local cost of living. Just take the average three-star hotel, for example, that goes for maybe $150 a night compared to a one-bedroom apartment down the street that rents out for $900 a month or $30 a night.
Wow.
You're actually paying five times more to be in that hotel. Same thing with eating at restaurants three times a day while traveling. Over the long haul, that'll add up to be five times your at-home grocery bill. So really, by living like a local or traveling like a local, you can really stretch your travel dollar to travel significantly more in the same budget.
That's amazing when you say living like a local.
Never thought of that.
I think when most people travel, that's what I mean. When I've traveled it anyway, I think about ask the locals, where do they go? What are they like? Have you found that same thing?
Well, you know what? The advertisements that we see on television and all the flashy ads that we see and promotions for travel, it's really selling a dream, a luxurious experience.
Yep.
But you know, it's interesting or ironic because we're looking for that much more when we travel than we have when we're at home. And we don't have to compromise quality of lifestyle while traveling. And so we don't have to pay that going rate while traveling. So you know, things can be as simple. These days with the internet, there's something called the sharing economy. And kind of the couch surfings and the Airbnbs were the first ones to offer these experiences through locals that you can get for significantly less than staying with hotels. And something I'd recommend to really tap into that local experience, there's only one website called BookALocal.com. Now, local is spelled with a K in the middle of it instead of a C, so BookALocal.com. And you can connect with locals that are offering all kinds of services, from local kayaking tours to photography lessons, absolutely anything and everything, where we've got locals even offering you dinner in their home to get that sort of experience for significantly less than what you have to pay when you're paying the going rate to travel.
Wow, that's interesting. So what's some of the most expensive mistakes that travelers make?
You know, ironically, the most expensive ones are often the first decision we make when planning our trip. It's where and when we decide to go. So if we want to go to the same places as everyone else at the same time, which is long weekends, as you mentioned, Labor Day coming up, holidays during summer peak travel season. And people often come to me and they say, Russell, I want to go to this exact place, or I'm going here on Labor Day weekend, for example. How can I save money? And I say, sure, there's a lot of things we can do to really help, but we could do so much more if we open up your options. And what I usually recommend is take a look at all the places that you want to visit, maybe the top 10 places that you know you're eventually going to get to. Prioritize the one that's least expensive for you to visit today. It could be places where you've got friends or family that you can stay with, or places where you have connections, or places where there's a really good deal now. And being intentional in your planning, you can travel for less today, and you're buying yourself time to find those really expensive expensive destinations, ways to get there much less expensively down the road than it would cost you to go now.
Well, Russell, it leads me to my next question is, you know, I'm kind of a weekend traveler. And what the reason we do it this way is we travel someplace for like a weekend or maybe a long weekend, because we don't want to go someplace for 6, 7, 8 days and realize, we didn't want to be here. So we'll check out someplace on a weekend and think, hey, if we like this, let's put it on our list and let's come back.
That's so a good idea.
Do you have any quick tips for people like me that, you know, I'm kind of a weekend warrior?
You know what? A couple of simple things that you can do absolutely any time. Now, thinking of it, actually, coming up, every national park in the United States will be free to visit. It's actually National Park Day.
Yeah.
So if you've been thinking going anywhere from Yellowstone, the Grand Canyon, or anything, what I say, from Olympic to Acadia National Park, that's a day where you can actually go visit any national park for free. Something else is a lot of people subscribe to e-coupons like Groupon.com LivingSocial.com. But we often don't think of doing this. 2 weeks before your trip, you can switch your hometown to the destination you'll be visiting, and then you'll start getting all kinds of discount coupons that target locals.
That makes so much sense.
So these are things, quite often, it's a lot less expensive for locals to do the touristy stuff than for travelers who are visiting, because basically they're looking for locals to get that repeat business.
Never
so you can tap into some great things that a lot of travelers don't know of.
You know, it's funny that you bring that up, Russell. My wife is the thriftiest person I know, and she does that when we go on our weekend trips.
I've never thought of it. Yeah. And I get the Living Social and the Groupon email.
Yeah.
As soon as he says it, I'm like, wow, that makes all the sense in the world.
That's fantastic.
So, Russell, I got to ask. This is something I've been wanting to ask you since I heard you coming on the show. What's the craziest thing that you've done to save money while traveling?
Well, I wouldn't do it today, but going back a few years ago, I was organizing a bachelor party for some friends in Las Vegas, and I got there a day before all the guys. Did not want to pay for a hotel room on my own because we were staying in one of the upper-end hotels. So what I did is I got there the Friday night, and I went to the concierge and just checked my bag in, so it was free to do that. And I met up with some people that I had met on the plane that evening, so we had gone out quite late. Then I went for an early breakfast, probably around 4 o'clock in the morning. And then when I went back to my hotel, the spa just happened to be opening at 6 a.m., so I was the only one standing in line. And I got a day pass, and I got a nice big plush robe and some flip-flops, and I happened to know they had a nap room. So I actually slept 7 hours in a nap room.
Daryl likes the bunny slippers, too.
I love it. So you, in essence, got a room.
Then I got up, showered up, and met my friends, and we checked into our room afterward.
That's fantastic. Great. Hey, Russell, you know, we're talking about the internet and websites and tips and tools and strategies. Anything new on the horizon? Anything that's very trendy that's just on its way up that you've spotted out there?
Yeah, well, you know what? There's a few trends. Something that you're starting to see online is, people have always, there's been a lot of the selfies, and something that's starting to pick up the pace is braggies, where hotels will offer you a discount if you actually post a picture and tag yourself at that location so that your entire network will see that. So I'm starting to see more and more of that on Twitter and Facebook, and some hotels are offering discounts if you actually do that. And this starts tying into a website for hotels, TravelPony.com, generally offers significantly better rates than what you find on other websites for hotels. But what they ask you to do to get the discount is to share your booking with your social media network on Facebook in order to get those discounts. So that way, it's really an inexpensive form of advertising for hotels, is to have you share that information. So we're seeing a shift toward that now.
You know, Russell, I stay really busy here at the office. Unfortunately, I travel more than I want to on business most of the time. And I've got two little kids at home. And so where I'm heading with this is that I hear these things and you give me so many ideas. But in general, finding deals is a lot of work in between what I normally do to kids at home. What are some tips to save time and money to find these things that you're talking about?
Well, you know what? It doesn't really have to be a lot of work. Now, there's two aspects there. One is families. The other one is how to find things quickly. So I'll start off with the latter there. Is myself, well, I sign up to hundreds of newsletters to keep on top of the best travel deals. And you know what? There's a handful of them that continuously impress me every week with phenomenal deals that just get delivered to my inbox. And one of them that I really like a lot that I recommend for you is Sherman's Travel.com. So you sign up to their newsletter, and every Wednesday they send out their top 25 travel deals of the week. So they go through thousands of online travel deals, and they put their top 25 in one email. So if you're flexible and you don't have anything planned, just every Wednesday that email comes in and you look through their top deals.
Very nice. Russell, can you hang on for another segment? We're up against a hard break.
Sure can.
We'll talk more with Russell Hannon, the ultra-economical travel expert, straight ahead as Daryl and the Bull, putting your financial house in order, continues. Putting your financial house in order on the Dominion Media Network. Daryl and the Bull, Daryl Bank, is here along with our special guest is Russell Hannon, the ultra-economical travel expert. We've talked about a lot of great things so far, Daryl.
Yeah, and Russell, I got to tell you, here's one of my pet peeves. Again, I travel in an airplane a lot more than I ever want to, and Brad won't let me buy a private jet, so I have to keep flying commercial. Here's a pet peeve of mine, Russell. Years ago, I had a pet peeve of people taking bags onto a plane, because to me, it held up the process. It was a pain in the neck. I mean, other than taking my briefcase with my laptop, never took a bag on a plane. However, Russell, I'm now frustrated that the airlines are nickel and diming all of us listening to this program to death. Now I'm on the other end of the spectrum, which is if you travel with me and you check a bag, I'm going to really scowl. Are there any ideas that you have of packing tips or getting around this check baggage fee and this fiasco that airlines have created?
You know, I have to confess, you probably won't be happy with me if you ever sit beside me in an airplane. That is, I actually have something not many people know about, but I actually have a luggage jacket. So what I do is I bring my carry-on with me, and anything I can't fit in my carry-on, I actually bring a second bag. And then when the time comes to get onto the plane, the second bag, it actually unfolds into a jacket, a trench coat. So I put it on, and it's got pockets on the inside and the outside. And when I get on the plane, I just take it off and ravel it back up into a bag.
Russell, that's cheating.
All right, hold on, Russell. I'm Googling this. This is called a travel jacket.
Yeah, there's one company called jacktogo.com. That's JAKTOGO.com. So just so that you know up front, it's not a fashion statement by any means, but there's versions for women that unfold into dresses. There's some that are made out of denim and different material. And it's a European company, and this started going back quite a while ago with Ryanair in the UK. It's known to be really meticulous with the check bag fees, and it was a European-based company that came up with this luggage jacket. So you haven't seen much of it in North America, but you know, with time, as we keep getting nickeled and dimed, I wouldn't be surprised if you one day see someone walking through the airport with one. Hopefully not myself, because I wouldn't want to upset you.
I'm sitting here looking at it. I love this. The tagline there, Brad, is only fools pay for extra luggage.
I like that.
Now, if you don't want to wear the luggage jacket, because it's not a fashion statement, you know, every major airline is affiliated with a credit card. And most of the airlines, if you have their credit card and you pay for your flight with it, actually have a free checked bag benefit where they'll give you an allowance where you can check in a checked bag. Something else to know as well, usually those check bag fees apply to the base economy rates. Policies do vary a little bit by airline, but what I recommend, kayak.com has a page that shows the checked bag policy for pretty much every airline. So you can scroll through it and take a look at the exact policy. And what I like about it, it's a one-stop shop that gives you all that information.
That's great, Russell. Now we're getting into an area of the discussion where we're talking about the actual booking of whether it be the flight or the hotel. And I got to ask you, you know, I've booked so many things online. What would you recommend, suggest? Because you can go through the kayak.coms, the tripadvisor.coms, or these and that, whatever. Or is it better to go right to the Marriott Hotel, right to Hotel 7,
that's a good one,
or whatever
yeah.
it might be? What would you suggest?
Well, you know what? There is no one-size-fits-all approach. And quite often, it's a moving target. When you think you got it, all kinds of things change online, becomes very difficult. Now, what happens is, when we talk about hotels, there are some hotels that will offer steep discounts to companies like Priceline, for example, which are less expensive than you'll find on their actual websites themselves, and they're trying to offload things at steeply discounted rates. Usually, it's inventory where historical show that it's likely to go unsold. Now, to get the best possible Priceline rate, because that's where you can get the best price for anything through their name your own price feature. But the problem is they ask you to put your credit card information in advance and bid what you're willing to pay. And if Priceline accepts it, they automatically charge your credit card. So a good way to get around this is instead use a Visa gift card that you can get at any grocery store that has a balance that's lower than what you're going to bid. And if Priceline accepts your bid, it's going to say, hey, we couldn't process your credit card. There's going to be a pop-up window, and you just go back and you bid lower, and you bid lower.
No.
And then you know the best possible rate, and you come back with your credit card and book it at the bottom rate that you can get, and not a penny more.
You've done this.
Yes, I have. Now, the thing is, Priceline has a bit of a catch-all to try to minimize people doing this. It's only that you submit one bid per day using identical criteria. So if you just waste 24 hours before submitting your next bid, then you can do it. Or you can go to someone else's computer, or if you're traveling with someone else, girlfriend or friend or spouse, and you get rejected, you can ask them to go in and just use a different credit card, use a different computer, and then Priceline won't be able to see.
Russell, how did you figure this out? How did you figure this out? This is phenomenal.
Well, you know what? If you knew me going back, my friends from my younger days said, geez, Russ will do anything to try to save a buck here or there. And
that's great. You know, Russell, getting back to, you know, like I said, I hate the nickel and dime stuff. And here's another pet peeve of mine. And, you know, I usually travel with one of these Wi-Fi packages, you know, that way I could use my Wi-Fi. But that's another thing that annoys me, the hotel internet charges. Any advice there?
Well, you know what? It's getting harder and harder to know the true cost of a trip until you actually get back from your vacation, look at your credit card bill. And a lot of this is hotels and airlines, they know that quite often the deciding factor in whether or not you go on a trip is the posted rate. And that's why you're seeing this movement. They want to increase revenue without increasing that posted rate. And that's why you're seeing all these things pop up. Now, getting to Wi-Fi fees, for me, for hotels, I've got a rule of thumb. I only stay at hotels that offer the continental breakfast and the Wi-Fi included with the base rate. Those are usually the three-star hotels like the Holiday Inn Express and the Best Western Plus. But if you can't do that, usually, ironically, it's the four and the five-star hotels that have the most expensive Wi-Fi fees or internet fees. And it's ironic because you're paying more than for the lower-star hotels. But that said, if you're stuck in those, what I recommend is just, you know, your only recourse really is to go down and just say, well, you know what, my internet wasn't working, it was sporadic, I couldn't get stuff done. Quite often, they'll waive it if they feel you're sincere with what you're saying. Now, if you are a loyalty rewards member and you've got preferred status, quite often you will automatically get free internet as part of being part of that program.
And Russell, I got to tell you, you just said something that is so true, because, you know, being in the financial business, sometimes, you know, companies, we may fly out, do a due diligence, and they'll put us up at what you would consider some nicer hotels. And I'm always shocked. It's those hotels, they charge the internet. They charge the most. I'm thinking, man, I could be down the street at a Holiday Inn Express or Marriott. Yeah, and I get nickel and dime, and I don't understand that.
No, it's, well, you know what? I find the big thing with business is companies are increasingly charging what they believe customers are willing to pay, as opposed to what services are really worth or costing, for that matter. And a lot of what we're seeing with all these additional charges and inflation, particularly inflation of costs overall versus increases in wages, I find we're seeing an increasing gap there. And you know, my position is that that's one of the contributing factors, is they see people are willing to pay more, regardless of costs or increases in how much money people are making.
Hey, Russell, would you ever use a travel agent? And what I mean by that is you've figured things out. So would you suggest to people that, you know, it just seems so complicated, website, this, just going through a travel agent, would you ever do something like that?
Well, something I recommend, if you work for a corporation, public corporation that has a travel agent or travel agency that basically entitles everyone to corporate discounts, usually for business travel, quite often companies have policies that will encourage you to book your personal travel through that as well, which still gives you those corporate rates. So certainly take advantage of those opportunities if you do work for a public corporation that has a devoted travel agency that offers preferred corporate rates. Second, it's really a trade-off. It's always time versus money. And the great thing with a travel agency is you get flexibility and protection in a number of ways, and you basically are saving time. And in exchange for that, you are paying certain fees. If someone's planning a complicated trip, some longer-term travelers are looking for a trip around the world, the kinds of complicated itineraries that you can't just find on the average website, that's where we're looking at value for our dollar, time versus money. And that's when I recommend looking at those opportunities with travel agencies.
Russell, we are running out of time. This has gone so quickly. I really appreciate all you've done here today. Great tips, great tools, great strategies. That's what this show is all about, helping people make money and save money. Anything that we've missed that you'd like to talk about real briefly, Russell?
Well, Well, I think we've covered quite a bit, knowing there is no one website that will give you the best price 100% of the time, but there are a few that give better prices more often on average than others. Just one quick one is hipmunk.com is the first one that I go to.
Oh, I was just turned on to that one.
What was that again? How do you say that?
That's hipmunk.com. Okay. It's chipmunk without the C, hipmunk.com, and you're going to see great, great, great prices. And for hotels, what I like is it bundles Airbnb bookings with hotels. So you've got both things to compare, apples versus orange, when you're looking for accommodations while traveling.
Excellent. I'd like to plug your website as well, Russell. That's breakthetravelbarrier.com, correct?
That's right. And on the homepage, there's a free guide, How to Beat the Best Online Fare Every Time, Every Flight, available for download on the homepage.
Nice. Russell Hannon, the ultra economical travel expert. Thank you so much
for
your time.
Thank you so much, Russ.
Friend.
That was great.
Pleasure's all mine. Happy travels this summer.
Thank you very much. We'll do it again soon. Wow. What do you think of that, huh?
That is just phenomenal. I mean, so that's the other thing too, Brad. I mean, I'm so intrigued that people have sat and have figured these angles, these ways. On the flip side, you know, because I really feel like we get beat up by the travel companies, the hotels. It's like a cat and mouse game. And I wished I had more time to apply some of it, but just phenomenal information. Great at stuff.
Yeah. When I said that they got computer programmers creating programs to keep people like him off their site.
Yeah.
Prepaid card and you keep bidding lower. Yeah,
your card's not accepted and you bid lower. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
I like that. Well, we've had a great Power Pack show. Thanks everybody for listening. Daryl, thank you for the time today.
Thank you, Brad. Great show.
It's Daryl and the Bull, putting your financial house in